Good afternoon. It's your buddy Eddie Buffalo, and another episode of Insurance Questions Podcast. This is actually number 51. And to my left, or your right, depending on how you're looking at the screen, is the mighty Mike Casey. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing great. How are you, Eddie?
Good. We missed you yesterday on our 50th. Maybe at the 100th one, you can show up.
I'll try to be there. Congratulations. It's you're doing big things and it's fun to be a part of it.
Yeah, we have another big announcement next week, but I'm going to keep that under wraps because this is all about you, Mike, and what you got to talk about today, because it's pretty exciting. And the podcast starts now.
Okay, great. Yeah. So, Eddie, we were talking, and I know you're building a massive agency. You're using the latest technology, you have multiple offerings, and you have a great team coming together. So, we partner because we have there's a lot of synergy. We're doing big things. So, with InsurTech Advisors, we have there's two approaches to life insurance. Specifically, we're on life insurance. I know, Eddie, you do more than that, but in the life insurance side, you have your general practitioners, agents who are selling term and final expense and the basic products, which is good. There's a huge need for that. However, if someone is only a general practitioner, they're going to be competing with all the other GPs in the space, and there's a lot of them. Also, the conversations are a little bit more transactional. You're not really going to get a whole lot of engagement. And a lot of people they look at it as if it's commoditized, right? So the approach we take at InsurTech Advisors is we are the specialists. So we specialize in retirement planning. We write a lot of indexed annuities, indexed universal life, infinite banking, a lot of high cash value policies. The conversations we have with clients are a lot more engaging, more relation. It's a more of a relationship-based sale, less of a transaction. And on average, our agents are writing premiums that are multiple times larger than other agencies. So, what I wanted to offer, Eddie, because I know you are growing, you're taking off. It's amazing. Anyone who applies, and the link to the job description will, I guess you'll post it in the on YouTube. So
Yeah.
anyone who applies and mentions Eddie Buffalo is going to be a part of this agency. And you're going to get all the support, all the resources. This is not a cattle call. We are not trying to be something for everyone. We are everything for those special someones, the people that are aligned with our vision, with our values, that want to do big things, make a huge impact. If that sounds like you, then we should talk. So just wanted to cover that, Eddie. Was there
Well,
any questions or anything
it's funny
else?
that you said that because, like, I always end all our podcasts if you want to work with people just like you. Well, that's me and Mike. And number two, I don't know how you feel about it, but when I started in the business, a lot of my business was made over a kitchen table or a dining room table. I have people that are new to the business, and I tell them that, and they're like, "You went to their house?" So, I mean, the pandemic just changed everything. And I think the reason I like what you're doing is we're trying to get in more personal touch back so it's not transactional. That's how I feel anyways.
Yeah, I love it. The pandemic did change everything, but honestly, on Zoom, we have the whole country. I have agents running appointments with clients in multiple states. And when you're writing instant decision policies, no exams, generally no medical records, it's just a more profitable business. Also, we're able to help clients. We're able to solve problems and make an impact. And that's really what this business is all about. The greater impact we make, the better it is for us.
Oh,
So,
100%. And plus, I mean, I think we can teach them just the way we do business. I mean, I know we've talked about different things, and I've actually talked to you about my closing strategies, which is I hate when people say it's my special sauce. So I'm from Buffalo, so it's my Frank's hot sauce. You know, but basically the closing ratio that we're using with our closing technique is closing at about 85% for my guys. So we're gonna go with what works until it doesn't work, you know? And let me ask you, Mike, would you rather have somebody that's never worked anywhere before or a grizzled veteran like me and you?
So yeah, we get a little bit of everyone. We get people who've been in the business for many years. They're just looking for a newer, better way of selling insurance, and they want the support, they want the coaching, they want the products, the technology. They want to run a leading edge insurance business, and that's what we do. We also get people sometimes who have no insurance experience, but maybe they've been really successful in other businesses. We have really successful entrepreneurs. They see the opportunity, they see the technology. There's a lot of disruption going on in the life insurance business now, and it's all for the better. The business is getting better in every measurable metric. And so whether you have a lot of experience or none at all, but we're successful in a different business, we're looking for people that have that vision, that want to do something big, make a great impact, and serve clients. So
Now, is there any specific area that you want to target in on, meaning geographically, or you're okay with everybody coming from every state?
yeah, all 50 states. We're in all 50 states. We serve all 50 states. That's what one of the unique things about this position is. We do all our business on Zoom, so there's no drive time. You're not burning gas. You're never stuck in the rain. You meet with clients on Zoom. They want to meet on Zoom. They don't want someone sitting down at their kitchen table anymore.
It is crazy, but you're 100% right. You know, and you know, it's funny because you know, Sassy Sarah from our podcast, and she is still meeting with people face to face, and not because she wants to, but because they want to, you know. And the way I look at it, whenever we're trying to make our customers comfortable, I'll go as far as I have to. You know what I mean? And it's just amazing how many things have changed over the past few years. I mean, a gentleman that I started in the business I worked for, God, he's gone. He passed away a couple months ago. And I was a big phone guy because I came from the collection industry. And he'd be like, "Why are you on the phone so much? We don't do that anymore, you know? And because you're never going to sell insurance just by talking to people on the phone." And how things have changed so much that we've done business over the internet. And I mean, even on my website, EBI Agency, people can go on there and they don't even have to talk to an advisor, you know? So it's really going to be interesting to see what happens in the next 10 years, where we go from there.
absolutely. Yeah. So I used to smile and dial. I used to make hundreds of calls every week. Some agents are making 1,000 dials a week. Now what we have multiple lead sources. We have a CRM that is automated. It sends automated texts and emails out to the clients. It introduces the client with their agent. It tells the clients that we work by appointment only. It sends them a calendar link and says, click this link to book an appointment on a day and time that fits your schedule. So we let the automation do the heavy lifting. We let the technology get us in front of more clients faster and more efficiently. We still dial,
Automation's huge.
but it's It's secondary to the process. So it's still a valid ingredient, but it's not the only thing we do. The technology has taken a lot of the weight off of our agents' shoulders. And it's just fantastic. It just keeps getting better.
And not only that, Mike, but how many times have you gotten somebody's client that maybe they're not working for anymore, they passed away, and you got an orphan client, and they haven't talked to these people in years? That still blows me away. By automating the system, you know you are going to get in front of these people at least once a year, which I think is very valuable for us in our industry and for the customer. Just even if you want to update their beneficiary, just getting in front of
Absolutely.
them, you never know what's going to happen. So, oh my gosh, Mike, you know what that is? It's been 10 minutes already.
Wow, that flew by. I swore
It
that was
did.
like a minute and a half.
So, what we're going to do, I'm going to talk to my IT guy, and we are actually going to embed that link. So you can apply right through EBI agency. I'm having a little trouble with technology. I couldn't share my screen to show you
Oh,
my
okay.
computer.
Yeah. So what I would do, I think the link that you clicked, it showed all the jobs.
Yes.
I would want you to show the link for that one job, that one position. That way I can say, okay,
Yeah. See
everything
where the
that
funnel's
flows
coming
through
from.
this goes
Yeah.
to Eddie. Yeah. So if you can just pick that one. In fact, if you want to put it up on the screen, and I'll just make sure it's the right one, so
Sure.
that way
If
we
it'll let me.
know. Yeah.
Because I've been having issues with it, Mike. So hang on one second. Let me see. Where did it go? Where did it go? Oh, I just hummed Let's Go Buffalo. I'm probably going to get taken down for that. Show all windows. Oh, that's what I did wrong. There we go. Dang it. I hate it when I figure something out when it's too late. So let me move our faces so you can see the screen, Michael. And which one is
Yeah.
it, Mike?
Okay. So if you could scroll down,
This one? No.
no, just scroll down. This, yeah, this,
The
this,
last
this,
one?
yeah, that one. So click on that one. Okay. And then click the three dots to the right. Yeah. And then, no, it's not. Okay. Maybe it's the arrow. One of them, it allows you to, copy link. Yeah. Just
Gotcha.
copy that. Yeah. You have your guy copy the link, post it on your website. You're good to go. I think that link will work perpetually. I do refresh the ads, but I believe the link stays the same. If it doesn't, I'll just send you the new link when I refresh the ad.
Sounds good.
But
Let me know
we'll just.
before I talk to my guy. So,
Okay.
thank you very much for coming on today, Mike. And once again, if you like working with people just like you, like Mike, like myself, your buddy Eddie Buffalo, we're the guys to find. And my phone number's up there, and you can always reach me at www.ebiagency.com. Well, thank you very much, the mighty Mike Casey. And this is our second show already. Can you believe that? That's incredible.
It's flying by.
It is. It really does go fast. So once again, I want everybody to have a wonderful holiday weekend. Whatever you do, please be safe out there. All right, Mike, thanks for
All
coming again.
right.
Take care, my
Thanks,
friend.
Eddie.
All right, bye-bye.